9:10 p.m., and I shouldn't have to tell you by now that that is in fact local time, because if you check your clock, you'll notice that it is 19:30 UTC where you live, and that means it's time for another episode of, let's go with the Dubious Goals Committee. My name's Tobe, I'm the chairman of this committee, and I am the person who is tasked with deciding what it is we are going to do today. I got up a little late today. Oh, I'm still a little sleepy. That's okay. And I'm looking out the window. It's very sunny. Is it warm? I don't know. Should we go outside? Should we go looking for marmots? Isn't that what we're supposed to be doing? Or is that budget nature expeditions? It almost doesn't matter. We gotta find us some marmots is what we gotta do.
Oh yay. It's true. We're here. Where are we? Well, there's only a few places I ever go to look for marmots. And if you said Harrenhaven, you'd be wrong today. Because today we are at OPPD. And the bad news is, I think I've been fooled by the weather. Although it is sunny, it could be cold. And it looks like it's windy, but we're going to have to get out of the car to find out. Okay. Here we go. Oh, it's a little bit breezy. Not too bad right now. And it is a little bit cool. But the sun helps, so I don't know. I guess I'm not really complaining. I am, in fact, as I mentioned, at the OPPD Arboretum. And I decided to come out here today because I thought this would be the best place for looking for moths. I think this would be our best chances because we do know of that one den that is being freshly dug upon, etc., etc. So I'm walking towards that den now. I'm walking over the first of many footbridges today, I'm sure. Man, did I just twist my back? Did I just do something messed up to my back getting out of the car? Oh, this can't be good. I think I'm alright. Alright, so, yeah, the wind is blowing. And this marmot den we have to check out is right up here at the top of Marmot Alley. I'm going to strategically take off my sunglasses now and tactically put on my regular glasses. The cool thing about this den up here is that the approach is blind. So if there's a moth sitting there just outside of his hole, he can't see me coming. So I'm scanning. Oh, that's right, I forgot they took out that tree over there. You know, this gives us access to another Mati den. Let's go over here first and see if we can see anything. Oh boy, what's going on over here? Oh, we have fresh dirt. Yeah, we've got fresh dirt in other places. Yeah, this den has been dug out or is being dug out. Oh, this is rocking good news. This is very close to the other one. I wonder if it's the same Mati or if it's different Matis. This is good though. This now means that we have another den that is showing signs of digging. And I'm looking over across. Is that other den over there? Is that getting cleared out? We're going to have to go check the dens that are at the edge of the forest too. But right now, let's be really, really quiet. And we'll sneak up on the new den here. We got some bushes blocking the view. And yeah, well, there's plenty of fresh dirt. I don't see any Matis. Okay, let's go up there. Dun, dun, dun. Oh boy. Yeah. We got freshly dug out dirt. We've got fresh footprints and dig marks in places. This is a freshy, fresh den. All right, let's go back over to those let's go back up the hill here and go over to those dens. You know, the funny thing is the last time we were here, we checked these dens over here too, and they were not ready. But look at this. Oh my God. Yeah, somebody's been a-digging. Somebody has been digging. Here comes the wind. Somebody has been digging their furry little butt off up here. This is just too awesome. We got two dens that might be tied together that are clear. And we've got this one over here. It's nice and clear. And there's another one up there that wasn't cleared out, but I'm looking down into a Mati hole and I'm saying, hello, Matis. Here's this little trail where he likes to run up and down the hill. Yep, the entrance hole is clear. The exit hole is clear. Oh boy, we have got marmots doing work, but I am not actually seeing the marmots, but that's okay. All right, so gonna get out of the wind. Oh, the sun is going behind a cloud. Now it's cold again with the wind. All right, well, getting chilly. That's okay. So now I'm walking up and down the other side of Marmot Alley, checking these other dens. This den is not cleared. That's funny. Yeah, the funny thing is these are the dens that usually get cleared out first and get used first, but apparently not this year. Let's just dig some new ones. Now see, look at this one. No, this den is also not cleared. There's one more up here. And no, there's just tons of leaves. This den is also not clear. That's funny. I don't know. I guess the whole marmot clan is moving, what, 30, 40 meters to the south. Okay. Now, if I remember correctly, there is a den back here somewhere. And I'm never going to be able to find it. There's lots of underbrush. It's blocking my view, but yeah, I think it's over there. Yeah. I guess we can leave that one. All right, so I am now walking over the second footbridge of the day. Sort of walking into the forest here next to this tree that has somehow lost its bark, which is strange. There are people here. There's a lot of cars here at OPPD today, but I've only seen one person walking his dog on the trail, so I don't know. I guess that's good. Doesn't do us any good to look for mushrooms today or anything like that. But we got to go check that one other den. We got to go check the big den that is usually a birthing den to see if it's been cleared out yet. Because if it's been cleared out, that might mean baby marmot time. Let's see, if I do the math in my head here. Yeah, it's about that time of year when marmots are starting to come out of their holes, and they're going to start, you know, pairing up and mating. And then the babies will gestate for about a month. I forget the exact time. Is it like 36 days, or why am I thinking that? I don't know. And then the babies start to show up in mid-April. You know, they stay in the dens for a long time, for a couple weeks after they're born, and then they start venturing out, and they like to play Mati games, and oh, we like to watch the baby Mats play Mati games. All right, so I'm approaching the small creek. I'm looking in a few spots where there's some holes, but yeah, no action. I see a fat squirrel. I'm walking over the third footbridge of the day. It's a footbridgey day. The slight breeze and the low temperatures are starting to freeze my hand. But that's okay. I don't think we're going to be here for very long today. I just want to come up here and check this one last den. Ooh, I see dirt. Is that fresh dirt or is just the leaves been blown away? What have we got going on over here? I don't know. We're about to find out. All right, how am I going to get in here? I'm going to get in here like this. I'm the forest ninja. I'm a forest wizard, and I like my moddy buddies. Wow, is this den cleared out? I can see holes. Okay, this is interesting. Yeah, this hole has been cleared. What about this? This hole has also been cleared, but it doesn't look like it's being maintained. Some of these other holes are not cleared. So, wow. This is a definite maybe. Like, maybe Mati got started on these holes. Maybe he moved on. Maybe he's taking a nap. There's a couple more holes over here to the same den. Oh, they're completely covered. Not in use. Okay. Well, this is good to know. This is all very interesting information. Whereas I have not seen a marmot, we are seeing lots and lots of signs of marmots. And that's good. Because we like marmots. Because Mati's are the best. I'm just walking through the forest here for no reason. I guess I could walk out here and get on one of the trails. But I can't be bothered because I'm looking for Mats. I don't see any. Alright, so now we got to go over here. What's that? I see a furry lump. But it's hiding behind a bunch of squirrel. Squirrel. Sometimes you're going to get fooled by squirrels. Okay, so, I'm standing on one of the benches in the amphitheater, and I'm looking back into the forest trying to find that marmot den that's back there, and I can't see it from this angle. Maybe too much stuff. So, what am I going to do? Do I want to go that way or do I want to go that way? Does it matter? Yes, it does. Okay, we're going to actually run up here and pop out of the edge of the forest. And we're going to walk down along the edge of the forest because I know there's some Mati dens down here. And we're going to check those dens to see if they're cleared while the wind kicks up again. This is the area where my chives grow. Oh, boy. Look at this. Okay, here's den number one. That hole, there's five holes to this den. Yeah, these are cleared. Look at that. There's scratch marks, there's dig marks, there's loose dirt. Yeah, we got ourselves another active Mati den. That's good. I don't see any Matis. But we've got dirt action. We got the signs of the dirt. And I do like dirt, because that means it's almost time for Mati stuff. Yeah. Okay, so, man, my hand is getting cold. Why is it so cold? It was spring 5 days ago, and now it's winter again. Sort of. Not really. I'm still walking along the edge of the forest, and I'm going to come down here to where the creek sort of comes out of the forest area. And I'm going to walk across the ford, or maybe I'm not. Is it muddy? It looks muddy. Or is it just nice and soft? We'll find out. Jumping over the creek. Doink, doink. And we're good. This now allows me to walk down here and approach the footbridge that has the marmot den underneath it. So I'm sneaking up on the marmot den very quietly, using all my stealth, using all my forest ninja skills. And I don't see any Matis. That's okay. Matis! Matis, where are you? It's hard to tell if there's any action happening. Because I can't see the actual den, so I can't tell if there's any dirt being kicked up. I'm looking for worn out patches leading underneath the bridge. Maybe. Now I'm looking in the mud in the creek. I don't see any footprints, and there should be... What, is that a footprint? No. There should be footprints. I'm not seeing any. Okay, so... Over the footbridge we go. How many footbridges is that? Was that 4 footbridges? Yes, I think it was. All right. Now, conveniently, this sidewalk leads right back to my car. And, you know, being as my hands are kind of cold, I think I'm going to get back in the car. Oh, look at this. And now there's nobody else here. There's somebody sitting in their car hanging out. And I'm almost the only person here. And that's great and all, but... All right. You know, I think I'm going to run over to Harrenhaven real quick. Just to see... What, if anything, is going on? All right, let's go there in 3 seconds. 3, 2, 1. And that, of course, means 0, 0, 0. I have arrived at Harrenhaven. It's only 2.3 miles away. From OPPD, everything is exactly 2.3 miles away from my house. It's windy right now. That's why I haven't gotten out of my car. It's windier here. You know, OPPD is kind of on top of a hill, whereas Harrenhaven is down in the valley. And the wind comes sweeping through the valley. Well, we got to get out at some point in time. Let's go. Well, that's not too horrible. Well, it's kind of bad. What was that sound? Oh, that's just wind noises. The sun is not out. The sun... Oh, what is this? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3. This... I see tracks in the mud. 1, 2, 3, 4. Oh, my God. I think we have got marmot tracks. Where is this marmot? I'm approaching the den that's by the Mulhall's Gate. I don't want to be here very long today. I just want to check some known Mati holes. This one is not cleared out. Check the other side. Yeah, no, this does not look like this is a cleared Mati den. As I gaze out into the Mulhall's property, I see geese. Geese grazing. Okay, so this now means that we need to go back over here. See, here's these tracks again. We need to go into the mushroom garden and see if any of those dens back there are cleared out. Man. It seemed like it was a warm, nice day earlier, just, what, 16, 17 minutes ago? Now I'm cold, and it's windy, and there's no sun. And this den is not cleared out. So we'll go deeper into the mushroom garden here. And see if there's any dudes back here. See if there's anybody digging out a happy home. A happy marmot home. Just, this is the den I want to check right here. And boy, there's no telling. Can't tell. There's so much stuff covering it. There's so many branches and so much dead grass that you just can't tell. Now, I know there's another den right down here. I wonder if we can get to it. If I step on these logs and do a little bit of climbing. Can I get down here? Yes. Kind of. Yes, I can. Okay, so... This might actually be the same den. Oh, wow. We've got some Mati paths. Oh, yeah. It's on the other side. Boy, I can't tell if that's cleared out or not. I'm going to have to walk around, which means I got to go down. Following the Mati path, I am now in the floodplain. This is another path right here. This loops around. You know, there's footprints in the mud in this path. Oh, and I smell a stinky dude. Oh boy. I wonder if a fox came through here and marked some of these trees. I can now see the other entrance. This den is hard to tell. This could be cleared. I almost fell down. That's okay. No, now that I got a better view of it, that hole isn't cleared, but that hole might be. I can't see from here. And we are getting some very, very, very strong fox smells around here. And foxes do like to steal marmot dens. You know, marmot dens are sort of like pre-dug out little hangouts for foxes who are too lazy to dig their own holes. And foxes are pretty transient. Wow, is that a deer track? You know, foxes, they move around a lot more than marmots do, so foxes have been known to come in and take over marmot dens for a few weeks, have some babies, and then they leave. And yes, I have found baby foxes in marmot dens before. They're very nice. Okay. Well, it's getting kind of cold. And you know what I was thinking last night? Oh, that reminds me. I got something else to tell you. Last night I was thinking, I wonder if there's a fox under the shed. And is that why I'm smelling fox smells when I'm over there? So we're going to walk around behind the building and see what's going on. See if there's any digging evidence under the shed, or see if we can smell anything interesting. But here's the interesting thing that happened to me last night. Last night at about, it wasn't even that late. I'm not getting the fox smell. I don't see any tracks or any fresh digging, but there's a lot of wind, and I'm already kind of tired of the wind, and haven't even been here for more than 2 minutes. It's kind of chilly. Yeah, we're getting back in the car, and we are going home. The wind is kicking up monstrous. There's lots and lots of low, heavy clouds. Where's my sun? Where's my warmth? I don't know. So we're leaving and into the car we go. All right, let's go home in 3, 2, 1, 0
and kapow. That's Hello Kitty. My name's Tobe, and we're back in the studio after freezing my fingers off looking for marmots. We did not find any marmots, but we found lots of marmot holes that looked like, you know, activity was starting up. So I'm very confident that we'll be seeing marmots very soon, like in the next week or so, especially if it's warmer. Oh, I need to get some warm into my hands right now. But anyway, here's what I was going to tell you about what happened to me last night. I know the dudes are out there, and here's the evidence. Last night, it wasn't very late. It was probably, you know, like 9 o'clock p.m. local time. And I was up in the bathroom, or I was up in the bedroom or somewhere. I was upstairs, and I don't remember what I was doing, but I was coming back down the stairs when I noticed my cat was behaving kind of strangely. She was coming up the other stairs, and she was walking very rapidly with a purpose, with her stalk kind of gait, walking into the kitchen really fast. And I thought, okay, that's weird. What's the cat up to? And as I was coming down the stairs, I started hearing very strange noises, like the cat scratching on something, except it was a more muted sound. It was a strange sound that I couldn't quite identify. It was sharp but dull. I don't know how to describe it. So I came down the stairs and I look into the kitchen, and as I look up and look into the kitchen, the cat is jumping up onto the counter by the sink and, you know, looking out the windows, and it's dark outside, obviously, and I can still hear this weird sound, this weird kind of like scratching sound, this slow, scratching, poppy, weird sort of sound, and I thought for a minute, oh, I wonder if it's hail, because you know, it was raining last night a little bit, just like mist, and I thought, oh, maybe it started to hail, and I'm hearing hail hitting the side of the house or the windows and stuff. But I realized, no, that's not it, because I'm only hearing the sound over there. I'm not hearing hail hit the roof. I'm not hearing hail hit the house in any other place. The sound is very localized, and it looks like it sounds like it's coming from underneath the window that overlooks my deck, where my cat is now acting very strange in front of. She's sitting in front of the window and she's moving around and she's so excited that she's flipping her tail back and forth and she's knocking things over on the counter. And she jumps up in this area all the time and she never knocks anything over. So my cat's excited, and when she starts doing the tail flippy dips like that, then I know what's up. And what is up? A dude. A dude is what is up. And so I thought, oh boy, I think I know what's going on here now. And so I went over to the door that leads out onto my deck, and I turned on the deck light, and sure enough, not even a meter away from where I'm standing, there is a raccoon climbing up my house. In my kitchen, where my sink is, I sort of have a bay window that overlooks the deck. And so, you know, there's an obtuse angle there outside, and the raccoon is climbing up and down it, just like the way my cat climbs up the door jams in my house. And this raccoon is now looking at me, because I'm right there, and he's like, oh, hi, and I'm like, yeah, hey, I wish I would have left some food out for you. And so he slowly sort of lowers his ass back down, gets on the deck, and walks down the stairs and takes off. And I was just laughing, and my cat was yanging in the other room, and it was great. And this is the first time I've seen a raccoon climb the outside of my house. I've seen him get on my deck rail and stuff like that, but this is the first time I've seen this motion, this movement, this weird behavior. And then I realized why it's happening. Last year, last summer and fall, you know, I would always put lots of sunflower seeds out for the birds to eat, and sometimes the raccoons come and eat them at night if the birds haven't eaten them all during the day. And I had gotten to the point where I was putting seeds on the windowsills so the birds would come up and land on the windowsills where my cat likes to hang out, and so my cat could then be right up, have birds right in her face, you know. And I have a feeling that, oh, that raccoon must have known it. And yes, I do get the same raccoons coming to my house year after year. And this raccoon must remember, oh, I gotta check the windowsills to see if there's any seeds up there. And I just happened to catch him at the right time. So I guess this means that before I do anything else, I should probably go put some sunflower seeds out for all the birds and the raccoons and all my nighttime friends come to visit. Yay! The first raccoon of the year! Well, the first raccoon of the year at my house, anyway. Who am I, you might ask? Well, my name is Tobe, and I'm the chairman of the Dubious Dudes Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC, right here on Anon Radio. I do like to look for dudes, and I'm glad I got to see the first raccoon at my house. I guess raccoon season is starting. I'm pretty excited about it. I guess we'll see some more later. I gotta go. Bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.